What's going on, guys? This episode is brought to you by Manscaped and the Lawnmower 4.0 package. If you use code RBP at checkout, you get 20% off and free shipping. Go to manscaped.com/RBP to get the 4.0 package. I'm going to show you exactly what's in it. The 4.0 package is the ball toner and ball deodorant to make sure your junk smells good for your significant other. Get the nose trimmer to make sure you got no hairs and stragglers hanging about. And you get the 4.0 trimmer to make sure your junk is clean. I've had no cuts and no issues with this. And actually, it's pretty cool. I've been using it for my arms and legs as well. So it's a really good trimmer that way. You also get this really cool leather carrying bag, and you get a pair of boxer briefs that are very comfortable. Also new, Manscaped has come out with a body wash. The stuff smells really good. It's probably better than the crappy soap that you're using. So check out manscaped.com/RBP or use code RBP at checkout and get 20% off and free shipping. Thanks, guys.
Times, and now we're not doing it.
What are you complaining about, Ben?
Fuck you. I know you won't put this up anyway, so I'm not complaining about anything.
What's wrong? No. It's just the two of you. Don't want to talk to me? We can't do just the two of us? We can do it.
Off the record or on the record?
This is how bro chat started. It was just me and you. Everybody thinks bro chat started with Nick and Guy, and bro chat was actually me and you first. And then I think
arguing over Big Ramy.
Yeah. And then wasn't it me, you, and Paul? Paul. The second. Yeah. And then it was Nick and Guy.
Yeah. These guys are fucking, they don't know. They're not OGs.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's going on? Are we going to do this for two hours?
Yeah. Maybe not 2 hours, but we'll get a good session out. We'll get a warm up in for the weekend, right?
You can't talk to me for 2 hours. We talk for 2 hours every day. Well, not every day, but a lot.
And we get hounded with dilemmas.
Is that our
need your advice? The start of every conversation is, I need your advice. I have a problem.
Is that our relationship? That's our relationship, right? I just call you with problems.
80% of it is,
but I will solving. But you have to admit you like being the problem solver. It makes you feel smart.
Why?
Yeah, you do. I can tell.
No,
you
the glasses make me feel smart. I do like it. It's nice that you value my opinion. I won't lie, my ego takes a little rub from it.
Listen, sure. you have to understand something. I trust very, very little people.
You're calling me little. That's what you just said. You trust little people. So me and Guy, who you trust, is what you're saying.
Okay. Let me rephrase my poorly put together sentence. I trust very few people. Like literally, there's, other than my family, there's literally three people in the world I trust. Yeah. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say that. I think all the guys from the podcast are great. But I mean, like,
there's levels of trust though, right? There's some like people, the people, there is a vault that exists, right?
Yeah, you cut out there. So yeah, there's a vault. People don't know there's a vault.
Yeah, I get told, Ben, I need to say something, but this one goes in the vault.
So sometimes I'll call Ben and I say, this is a vault conversation, and then that means he's not even allowed to tell his wife. It's off limits.
which means my hostile contract is secure for life.
Yeah.
I'm holding it ransom.
Yeah. Well, I bought a truck today, Ben.
Did you just add to the trucks?
No, I'm not rich. I just trade them.
Okay.
I feel
like you've only had the last one for like a matter of months.
Yeah, summer hates my fucking guts. I think I had the F-250 I had for like 8 or 9 months, and then the Trackhawk I had for a year.
Okay.
But listen, because of the way things are right now, I'm getting all my money back when I trade them. So it's not like I'm losing any money, right? Because cars are like selling at a premium right now.
Yeah.
So I've literally lost nothing. Like I traded the Jeep for the exact same amount I bought it for.
Yeah, but okay. So that's one thing. But are you not spending a lot of money on modifying them after you buy them?
The truck I did, yeah. But not the Jeep. The Jeep I didn't put any money into it.
No, but all the hostile detailing, you lost that, right?
A little bit. I lost a little bit. Not a lot of it, but I lost a little bit. And then, so I got this new truck that, yeah, it's awesome. So I got that today.
Yeah, it's a RAM, right?
Yeah, it's a RAM TRX.
That okay, you lost me after RAM. RAM is the amount of knowledge I have on trucks. RAM is all I have. When you said TR,
you're a motorcycle guy, aren't you?
Or exotic, or like real German.
Or exotic what? You cut out.
Exotic supercars, but okay. not like a fucking Corvette Z09 or whatever. Oh, it is.
Go fuck yourself. My Z06 was awesome. What exotic suit? Tell me what exotic supercar you like.
Koenigsegg.
Koenigsegg's badass. But that's like, it's a hype. First of all, it's a hypercar.
All right.
Second of all, it's like way out of range for like a normal person. It's like a fucking $2 million car.
Beautiful though.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. Like a Pagani, a fucking Bugatti, like Koenigsegg.
If something is on my radar, and I'm not in a position to buy it right now, but it's something that I will shortly or be looking to get, is a GT3. Well, depending.
The Porsche?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a beautiful car.
Like that all black, like the all black version of that.
This is my favorite hypercar. This is the Bugatti.
Oh, fucking hell.
La Voiture Noire. That's how you pronounce it. Look at this fucking thing, man.
When you were low key. Wait. $18.9 million Bugatti. 18. So you were giving me shit for a $2 million Koenigsegg. And you come in with a fucking 20, might as well be 20 million.
Look at this car though. Like this is an art. This is literally artwork. It's not even like, this okay, is not even.
But you've seen Aventador or those kind of cars, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're like what? $1 million, $2 million. McLaren P1.
No. Well, an Aventador you can get in Canada for like 700,000. So I'm assuming it's probably like 400,000 or 500,000 in America.
Right, let's ballpark them all around $1 million. That is not worth 18 times what one of those cars is.
No,
that's what I have an issue with.
No, it's not. But if you said
it's beautiful, I'm not.
Okay, but wait a minute. If you're going to play that game, then you could say the Aventador is not worth more than the fucking Corvette.
Well, it is. The Corvette's plastic.
I know, but think about it. If you're buying an Aventador, you're buying it for performance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you look at like track times and record 0 to 60 times and shit, the fucking Corvette's like half a second slower. So I'm like, are you gonna pay $600,000 more for half a second? You can't gauge it that way, is what I'm trying to say. Because I think when you're buying cars, it's more of a dick swinging contest. You're like, I gotta fucking.
Yeah, that's my point. So yeah. I understand the difference up to like the $500,000, like 500,000. I can understand the difference, right?
Yeah.
But when it goes from like the 1 million up to 18 fucking million.
Well, this is just for guys who are like, this is for like Bezos. It's like, yeah, I got some pocket change. I'll buy this badass. Look at this thing. This is like.
Yeah, look. So the only people that can afford to buy this are old, wrinkly cunts.
Well,
so they're not gonna look cool. They're not gonna look cool getting out of that.
Elon Musk is not an old wrinkly cunt. You could drive this.
He's a bit bland.
He's bland. But can I just tell you something seriously though? You know when a car is like really nice is when you can look at it from any fucking angle and it looks bad and it looks nice.
Do you know what? It does look it looks a lot like that side window.
Yeah,
it looks a lot like the Koenigsegg.
Let me see the Koenigsegg. Which Koenigsegg though? I don't even think I spelled it right. So there's this is my favorite.
Just for Koenigsegg One, I think it's called, right?
This is my favorite Koenigsegg. This is a Gamera. One sec.
I like the one.
Look at this thing though. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Look at this. That
looks very similar to that fucking
cat. Okay, let me see. Koenigsegg One.
The windshield like wrap around.
This thing. You like this thing?
That's a weapon.
It's too fucking game show-ish or like too video game-ish. Look at this front split. It's not this. The Bugatti was like a work of art. This looks like my 8-year-old nephew drew it.
Your 8-year-old nephew has a bright future.
This one's nice. I like this.
Look at that. You were talking about the color.
I'm just busting your ball. Yeah, this one's nasty.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible. You pick the worst one. Typical Fuad. You pick the worst one on the fucking page to prove your own point. Bastard.
Okay, but the Gamera is way nicer. Look how clean this looks. You could actually drive this thing every day. It's a four-seater. You can put your kids in the back. Look at that. Look at this. Sake.
Who's buying that as a family car? What a toss. Dude,
look how beautiful this is. It's actually like realistic. Like you could drive this thing around.
Okay, now how much is that? It's not realistic. That is ridiculous. Why is it a four-seater?
Because he wanted to make a family car.
Who the fuck is getting in the back of that, by the way?
Price, $1.7
million. Yeah, it's realistic. You're right.
I meant like functionality is realistic. Like you could put four people in it. Like it looks like.
Let's go actually realistic. GT3 RS.
Okay.
Actually, there's a couple of Ferraris that are really, really nice now.
I like the new. What's that Ferrari I like that just came out? Fuck. Like, I'm never going to remember the name now. See, the thing about Porsche I don't like is like, and I know car guys are going to kill me for this, but
that's not standard.
Well, this is smashed, so that doesn't count. They kind of all look the same.
Yeah, but that's the point. They have the, like, it's an iconic shape.
It's a beautiful shape, but I feel like I want something different. Like if I buy the GT3 RS or I buy the Turbo S, it's like the difference is a spoiler.
The people that know the difference, right? And that's the whole point.
Yeah, and I know the difference, and it is a sweet car, but I love that color. Porsche makes the best gray.
Yeah, yeah. And here's the thing I like about them. They're like, if you want something else, fuck off and go somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah. I got to
find some of the new Astons are beautiful as well.
Dude, that's it. That's SF90. That's it.
Yes.
I love this fucking thing. I think it's like 1,000 horse.
No, go the black one. Oh, you've gone. We'll go back.
This one?
Go down. No, go in the middle. In the middle. No, that shot. Yes.
Yeah, look at that shit.
That's pretty.
I know they say Ferraris should be red, but they always look better in black. I'll show you.
Here's the thing. How much is that, right?
Probably eight or 900,000. This is my favorite Ferrari.
Isn't this one a timeshare? You can only have this. Like, there is a Ferrari that's only a timeshare. You can only...
I don't know if it's a timeshare, but I know they have to approve you to buy this. I think Gordon Ramsay has a gray one.
It's just turned into a car podcast, isn't it?
Whatever. Who cares? Yeah, look at this fucking thing. Jesus Christ.
So that's not a timeshare then, because...
No.
What is the one that is? They have a Ferrari that is only at a track, and you have to book...
Oh, I think I know the one you're talking about. Is it like a TF? I think it's TF something. No. None of them. These are all various ones. I think there's a one that's like a TF something. No, that's not it.
I bet that's expensive as fuck, though.
Yeah,
I know. I bet that's super expensive.
Anyways, yeah. They're all dream cars. So you like exotics and motorcycles?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And I won't buy another motorbike until it's the MV Augusta Rush.
I don't know what that is.
Screen share.
What the fuck is that? I don't even know how to spell what you just said.
MV. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
Even you've got that one. Ooh. Augusta. A-U-G.
I know what Augusta is next. That's it? MV Augusta?
MV Augusta Rush.
Rush. 1 second. Oops, I spelled it wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's it. Okay.
Well, you're not sharing.
I'm sharing.
Okay, that fucking thing is what I'm gonna get.
It's too tiny. You're like 6'1". How the fuck are you gonna sit on this thing?
I mean, it's on a screen. It's this big on your screen, but in bigger.
Is it a big bike in real life?
It's a 1,000cc super bike. Yeah, it's pretty.
It looks short.
Like, I mean, they're not. There are bigger bikes, but the bigger bikes are like the Harleys, and I mean that's
no. But I mean, it looks short, isn't it? It feels short to me, like you know, the Hayabusa has like that extended tail end on it.
Yeah, it doesn't go around the fucking corner either.
Yeah, I don't know anything about bikes. I'm just saying, it's just the first thing I noticed.
This thing's built to go around tracks very fast.
Do you think it scares you getting back on a bike after your accident?
I bought a Harley. I had the.
Yeah, but a Harley's different. Like, you think you could fucking ride this thing and not freak out?
Yeah. Yeah.
do you think you'd ride it more responsibly, or do you think you just forget what happened?
Well, my fault, women can't drive. And I can say that because it's a fucking woman that crashed into me.
You were driving the speed limit and someone hit you?
Yeah, head on. Like, I was good. Yeah, I was going this way. She was coming this way. She didn't see me and turned right in front of me.
There's a bike I always see in like various photos, and I'm never going to find it because I don't know the name.
Matt Black. I mean, that's a long shot to
find. I know, right? I know, right? I'm just like, motorcycle. Yeah. Like this shit. This is what I want. Look at that fucking thing. This is exactly what I was looking for. This is what I want. Can you see me on this?
Yeah. But like none of those ones, all the ones you like with the fat rears on them, they've got like maybe a 280 rear on it.
Yeah.
They're all custom.
Oh, so I know.
You have to get a custom swing arm on it and that custom rear. Yeah. And that rear is like a 280. So it's like that's tiny and super.
I know. I was going to say this is probably stock though. Like you could probably buy something like this. This is just like a, it's like a regular fat boy. But this
the Harley I had was a type in, Harley Davidson Fat Bob 114 is what I had.
This thing?
Yeah, but I had the Vanson Hines exhaust on it.
So what does that mean? It was a different color?
So the exhaust doesn't look that ugly. They're all stock exhausts.
Yeah.
So it makes a huge difference to the look of that bike. And I had it matte black. See, nice. Go down.
Well, here, let me just see this.
They've all got shitty exhaust on.
See, I'd ride that.
Which one?
This one. You see it?
Right, yeah. So they've got street pipes added on.
This is the one. This is what I want. I'm going to buy one of these one day.
The one that Von Moga rides a V-Rod.
That's what I wanted. I was going to get my motorcycle license like 3 years ago. Oh. And then I chickened out and didn't do it. But
I went to buy a V-Rod.
Yeah.
And I test rode it and I came back and was like, it's the first bike I've been on. No, I was like, that's shitty. So like I went, take out the new Fat Bob. It's been out for like a month. I jumped by the time I got to the end of the road, I was like smiling. I was like, fucking up, this is
why didn't you like the V-Rod?
It's boring. There's no like heavy punch to it. It's just dull. Slow. There's nothing, it's no response to it.
That's probably good for me though. I would fucking die on a bike if I had anything like that was really fast.
I mean, I had an R1 and that thing fucking, that's a super bike.
Yeah.
Like I did 100, I remember I could do, I think around 90 miles an hour in first gear on that thing. I mean, it'd be screaming its fucking head off, but.
What gear do you keep in until show day? What gear do you take out? That's going to vary from everybody. I took out most of my injectables the last week, but there were times I would leave in my GH depending on how my body looked. Sometimes I take it out. Sometimes I leave it in.
Ian has spoken openly about it, so I can say this, but he's left GH in all the way on show day too, because of fullness, you know? Yeah.
But I think Ian's a special case though, because the guy's got a problem with fullness and he's super dry all the time. Whereas guys who are like watery probably wouldn't have as easy a time leaving the GH in.
Yeah, you have to act accordingly, obviously. You don't just go. But I think that's the response, right? You act accordingly. You act to what's in front of you.
Yeah, but
you pull out on 10 days out or 7 days out, whatever the rules are. Why? Yeah, but there's no rules.
But I think there's more. I think GH is the one thing that has a dramatic effect on your look more so than other drugs.
Well, but at that point, yeah, because you're going to be running.
Yeah.
Short test to come back.
I'm talking about like a week out, right? Like if you took your test away a week out, nothing would happen. If you stopped your Anavar a week out, nothing would happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you stopped your T3s or your Arimidex, you'd probably just get more full.
Well, so, that's a good point. So I see a lot of guys struggle to get full because they're running such a high amount of Clem, T3.
Yeah.
And then they can't fill out properly because
anti-estrogens is what got me. I used to take too many anti-estrogens and I have trouble filling out. So I think you're right. I don't think there's any hard and fast rules, but I feel like GH is the only one that's like depends on the body. Depends on the person. Yeah.
For sure. Especially a smaller body, smaller bodies, you know, they're 200 pounds and they're drier, and I'd keep the GHN on them if they're in shape, if they're truly in shape.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Then
what are your thoughts on how most people believe classic has overtaken bodybuilding? I don't personally agree, but wonder what people in the industry see.
I don't
agree with that either. I don't think classic has taken over bodybuilding. I think maybe more people watch it, but people aren't as excited for it as they are for bodybuilding.
Casual fan is more, can relate more to classic. But I think if you ask it, most of the competitive people in the industry, bodybuilding is still the premier. For me, anyway. I think,
obviously we're coming at it with a different lens. I mean, we're both involved in bodybuilding, but like, I don't know. I mean, if classic was bigger, they'd be getting a lot more prize money.
Or maybe they might start doing that. I mean, Bumstead is breaking down doors, right? If anyone's going to do it, he's the one that's going to lead the charge.
But I mean, it's hard to say a division is bigger because of one guy, right? Like if Bumstead wasn't there, would classic be as appealing?
No, there's no way.
That's kind of what I think. Like you have a premier guy like kind of there to like for people to aspire to be like. I don't think if Bumstead was there, it would be the same draw. So
no. And what's weird about that is he doesn't have, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, he doesn't have a real threat.
No. No, you know? he really is he's gotta lose his own Olympia. Like he's not gonna No one's going to beat him if he's on.
Normally that makes for a dull spectating experience. You want there to be a bit, but it doesn't really because you just want Chris to keep winning because you like him.
That's why he's got such a popularity level that people don't care. I wonder if that'll ever change though, because Ronnie was really popular for like 2 or 3 years and then people were like, what the fuck? And then they kind of turned on him. I don't think that'll happen to Chris, but...
I don't think it happened to Chris, but I think it might lose a little, like, everyone's like, oh, Chris again. By the time he's done, like, the 7th and 8th one, they're like, cool.
Yeah, I also think when Ronnie... I think one of the things that happened to Ronnie that sucks and is out of his control is Jay essentially was better than him in 2001 at the Olympia. And I think fans saw that, and then they kind of turned on Ronnie because of it, even though it's the judge's fault for not giving it to Jay. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, you got a gift. And then it's all of a sudden Ronnie's the fucking evil guy when it's like, I didn't do shit. I just stood there. Right. So
well, like Kuklo.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
it's the judges. Like, don't shoot the fucking athlete.
Yeah. And I think after that, people were like, they wanted to see Ronnie lose. Cause it's like, they gave him a gift 1 year. So
yeah, I can see that.
Among the podcast crew, who do you want to train with the most and who do you want to train with the least? Well, Ben, I'll take least if you want, because I know I'm oldest and I can barely fucking train hard anymore. So if you don't feel bad if you want to use me as the least.
I never feel bad taking a shot at you, don't worry. it's not a concern of mine. So of all the podcasts, who do I want to train with the most?
Yeah.
I'm going to take out, outside of Ian, Nick, and you, I've trained with everyone.
Yeah, I think you'd have Ian, Nick, and me. I think you'd have the most fun training with Ian. He probably trains the most like you. Because Ian trains like James, right? Like that top set. You know, everything leading to the top set.
I don't think I ever want to train.
Say that again.
Never want to train. I never want to train like chest or push session with Ian, ever.
Because he's strong.
It's retarded. Like it just, I'm like, no, fuck. I'll hurt myself trying to keep up. Nope.
I know.
I want to see Ian and James push.
I'm scared to see Ian and James push because I'm like, one of them's gonna fucking. They're gonna hurt each other trying to fucking.
I mean, Brett's no slouch on an incline press. A motherfucker was benching 4 plates for like double figures.
Who, Brett?
Yeah. I'm good training legs with anyone, but I'm happy to do that. But I mean, Preston is where I'm like.
So who do you want to train with the most?
Well,
who do you want to train with the most?
Out of the three, I'm going to say Ian. Because
out of everybody, who do you want to train with the most?
James, because it's been too long.
James.
Like, the last time James and I trained together was when I went back, and it was me, James, and Luke all trained together. And
it'll bring back nice memories. Who do you want to train with the least?
Guy, because he doesn't rest.
Guy, I don't rest either. You probably wouldn't like training with me either.
Okay, you and Guy can go and train in the retired old person.
We'll do our endurance workout.
I like my rest. I did 6 sets for the whole workout, and I'm good.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just the way I've always trained. I probably take a little more rest than Guy, but...
You've trained with Bronch.
No.
Oh, you haven't? Okay, no. That fucking whipped me.
I don't think I could... I mean, now, back in the day, I think I could have. Now, I don't think I could.
I did legs with Bronch, and he's retired, and I was, like, in the middle of a prep, I was hanging on for dear life.
We were talking about it on the last podcast, and Brett was saying the same thing. Brett told a story about training with him and how crazy it was. I'm sure everybody who's trained with Branch has a story about how fucked up they got. I don't think I've never heard anybody say, I trained with Branch and it was no problem.
The funny thing is, like, we walked in and I was going to train with Martin and Keown, and then Branch was training on his own. So I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll just jump in.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you training? He's like, legs. I'm like, okay, cool. We started on leg extension, right? And I felt bad because I clearly wasn't getting off the machine quick enough for him. He's like this, trying to like get on it. I'm like, yeah, give me a second. Like, we're warming up. And he's like trying to push, like fucking pushing me out of the way so he can sit on it too, because I was being too slow and he needed to go on it right away. Pounds like sets of 20, and it's like every time it's up. And then he's like, last set is gonna be a triple drop set, and we did the whole stack for 20 down, then pulled it down like no weight at all, like fucking 2 pins.
Yeah, yeah.
20 again, and then the next one 20. And I'm like, this is the start.
Yeah.
Well, we went from there onto a hack squat. He does the same fucking thing on a hack squat. I'm like, I need to breathe, Branch. Like, I get oxygen and air in here. And he's like, a plate on, goes again. And there was a kid already on the hack squat. So normally I'm like, I'll go over and be like, try and assess the situation. Yeah. He walks directly to the guy. Hey, we're going to work in. Like, just poof, like this. Yeah. The poor kid is like, oh, okay. So now there's 3 of us. So Branch is really like.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah.
Fucking seething.
Foaming at the mouth.
Yeah, like this, like fucking like this. I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, okay, get the plate on it quick enough so that Branch gets on. It is like fucking carnage. And I can only imagine how he was when he was, this is like last year. This is not.
Yeah, but Guy said, it's funny. Guy was saying that he's just always been like that. And that's actually the workout you just described. Guy was like, that's the workout he did every fucking week, except instead of hack squats, he would go from like that leg extension protocol to squats. And he would go like 1 plates, 3 plates, 4 plates, 5 plates.
And the wacky thing is, because I did it in Austin with him and it was hot enough. Metroflex in Arlington, which is only down the road. I've trained there twice. I will not go back there. It's too fucking hot.
I trained there, yeah.
It's way too hot.
Yeah, yeah. I've trained there a couple times. It's fucking, it's crazy in there. I don't know, man. That's fucking... I don't know where he gets it from, but everybody has a Branch story that's been around him.
I've trained with a lot of different people. Now Branch is the most terrifying human I've ever, like, I'll train with him again just because it's an experience, but fucking hell, be prepared to suffer. It's not fun. It's fun after to look back at the time. You're just holding on and like hoping for the end.
Yeah. He's a fucking badass, man. He's an icon of the sport.
But I have more respect for Johnny Jackson because of it now. I'm like, well,
I know, right?
Yeah, he kept up. Fuck that.
I don't know. It's funny. I don't know anybody else that people talk about like this. Like, there's a lot of guys that you hear like, oh yeah, that guy trains hard, or like, yeah, that guy trains heavy or whatever. But there's nobody else that like people have stories for that. Like, everyone's terrified at the highest level to train with that guy.
But he's retired and he's still doing it.
But I don't think that ever changes, because, you know, me and Guy were saying that, like, because people say to me, and people say, you know, Guy was saying, people say to him, like, why are you still training like this? And I'm like, you just, that's the only way you know how to fucking train. Like, what am I going to do? Go in there and do fucking, you know, like one plate for 40 reps and then leave? Like, you just, you train lighter than you used to train, but you're always going to have the same style.
I think I'd take longer rest if I retired.
I do sometimes. I do sometimes. But I think
it's still him going to war, you know?
Yeah. But that's the,
he's serious about it.
But that's fun for him. Like, I'm like,
yeah.
You know, people still like, I did that appearance on the weekend in Victoria. And people still try and talk during the workout. I don't want to talk during the workout. Like, I'm not like, I know you said you and Luke used to like train, and then you, in between sets, you would talk and whatever. And
yeah, I mean, James is the same thing. Like, when you get on the machine, like,
yeah, you're working.
It's as fucking serious as it gets.
Of course it is. Yeah.
But I can switch on. I can't, I'd be exhausted if I stayed that switched on for the whole session. I have to go, okay, chill, go back in.
We've talked about that. That's true. See, I don't want to say I'm like Branch, but I'm more like that style where I like to turn it on and then go.
But then to put it visually, right? And Branch are like here and more constantly here, right?
Oh, I know what you're going
to
say. Yeah.
Whereas I go like here to here. Here to here, because, you know, if I'm squatting 6-7 plates, like Brian, we didn't get that heavy on a hack squat. Like, we got up to 6 plates, and for sets of 15, we got a plate and done 15 all the way up.
Yeah.
But if I was squatting on that machine, I'd have ended up at 10.
At 9 or 10. Plates. Yeah. 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 But you would have taken longer rests in between. Yeah.
Yeah. And because, so it's.
And you wouldn't, have done 15s. You would have done 5s or something, or 3s going up.
Like I said, I can't aim at those top end weights and stay there.
No. I don't think anybody can. The only person I've ever seen be able to do what Branch does and what you do in the same fucking workout is Ronnie Coleman. There's nobody else that can do that. You either train with speed or you train with weight. I've never seen people do both. Like, if you look at Jay would bench 4 plates. Jay would squat 4 or 5 plates. I'm sure Jay could probably squat 6 or 7 plates, but he trained with a pace. You know, so me and Evan, I think I had this conversation with Evan before a long, long time ago, because I think Evan's philosophy is more like yours. Like, he would take a break and try and squat more instead of. So I always felt like some people either chase the pump or they chase the strength. And for me, I was always like, chase the pump. I like chasing that, the continuous, you know, drive as much blood as I can. So it's always been,
the only blood I'm getting is the stuff in my eyes where I'm getting bloodshot from the fucking
from squatting 7 or 8 fucking plates. Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wondered to myself though, when I was coming up, I'm like, I wonder if I actually did rest and train that way. I wonder if I could have been better, because I would have built more strength.
The only person that will know, like you say, is Ronnie. He's the only guy that did both at the same fucking time. But I think I did better Hank keeping up with Branch, because my max was way higher than what we got to. I was able to just about hang in there, you know?
I think it's because you're crazy. I'm sure your strength had something to do with it, but I think it's because you're fucking nuts. Like, you have a screw loose a little bit.
Oh, I think we all do that.
No, but you're worse.
Why am I worse?
Because you just have a principled way about yourself, and you're like, I don't think anybody could make you quit.
The only person that will make me quit is myself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Branch would have to kill you.
You fucking tried. I did try.
Well, just so people who don't, like, people that probably don't know why I'm saying that, but you've told the story on the podcast before about like your dad and soccer and like making you ride the bike and like getting up early to train and that kind of shit. I think that kind of shit sticks with you, man.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, like, what happened in that little house in Purley and like in England when I'm like 6, 7, 8, 9 years old and I'm being put, like, trained, you know, it wasn't fun. It was never fun. Like, at the time, I learned to love it. Like, I hated it, but it was what I thrived on. There's a difference, right?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
And I'm sure that's ingrained in me. And then I can train on my own, you know, because I don't need.
I wonder what learning like that you can like, because we were talking about on the podcast yesterday, we're talking about you only train as hard as the person you've trained with, like the hardest person you've trained with, right? Like you think you're training hard until you meet somebody who actually trains hard. Then you're like, holy fuck. But I wonder what it means when you're fucking six and you're being pushed past your limit. Like, how does that change your mindset through the rest of your fucking life in sports or anything physical? Because you must, at that point, you must be like, well, I can fucking do anything. You know what I mean? Like, what limitations do you think you have when you're being pushed to that fucking limit at 6, 7, 8 years old?
No, I think it's actually the opposite.
Why? What do you mean?
It was never good enough.
But like, that's
whatever
but
you.
But that's my point.
Yeah.
Like imagine being fucking 7 years old and you're like, you rode the bike for 10 minutes. You're like, I'm tired. I want to quit now. And then they're like, no, you have like an hour left.
Okay. So when you say
yeah.
what you like, when you describe it to me, it sounds like fucking Nazi style, right?
Yeah.
Him stood over me and I can't get off, but it wasn't the case. Like I'd be like, hey, let's football match on. And we had a rowing machine. There's one point where I had an exercise bike and the fucking living room's like this big, right? So we didn't have a big house. I had an exercise bike and a rowing machine. And I remember I played the football, like the first game of the season that day. And I was disappointed with my cardio.
Yeah.
So that evening there was a game on. I was a Liverpool fan. So Liverpool game came on and I got on the rowing machine. And when the whistle started the game, I started rowing. I didn't stop until halftime.
Yeah.
And then they had a 15-minute break, and then I started again when the second half started, and I rode for another 45 minutes. And I was pushing, like I would try. It's not like I was just chilling, taking a fucking.
Yeah.
I think I was 10.
But is that because at that point, maybe you were, and this is going to sound like I'm trying to get into psychobabble, but I'm just curious. Are you at that point, are you just trying to please your dad, or does he have you so brainwashed that you're like, this is just what I got?
No, brainwashed. I don't know. I was just obsessed because everything was written down as well. So like, I knew what my times were. I knew like I was progressively overloading from the age of
six. Yeah. Without even knowing it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I was like, that's the time I covered that much distance in an hour. So tomorrow I have to beat that.
Yeah.
And then the next day I have to beat that. And I was like, I wanted to beat it. It's not like I was have to beat it.
Yeah.
I'm driven to beat that.
Yeah. That's crazy. Well, because of all of that.
I became a shitty amateur bodybuilder.
But with the endurance of a fucking, you know? Yeah. So, I mean. It's not the physical part of it that I'm envious of. It's that war of attrition mindset can carry you through life in so many different ways. Like when you've been challenged to that level, like, and that's why I tell people bodybuilding is so important, because it's not the fucking, okay, I got muscles, great. But like when you suffer through 14-week diet and you're not allowed to eat anything and you're not allowed to succumb to any of your urges or whatever, you learn a lot about yourself. And I'm pretty sure you probably learned all that shit at a really young age, having to do all that shit without even knowing it.
I'm accustomed to it, you know, and I actually, like the last 4 weeks where I've not trained and not done anything, it's been the hardest mental battle I've had.
Yeah.
So like I've had no direction. And I just felt lost. I text Patrick today and I said, I felt lost.
The last four weeks.
Like I tried to enjoy what I did, but I almost couldn't even go and train at all because unless it was full force, I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, I've been there before. I think that's, to me, if you're asking me from the outside in, from my own experiences, that's okay. When me and you argue about cheat meals, this is why I think it's important. Because in my opinion, and I could be 100% wrong, that it's because of how hard you went that you're like subconsciously taking a break.
You called it bikini girl rebound, right?
Yeah. James, what's up, man?
Yo, sorry. Better late than never, eh?
We're breaking down Ben's psychological.
We're in deep, James. James would have been great for this.
We're deep in the fucking shit.
Wait, I need a catch. Listen, it's been a long time.
Okay, so yeah. I'll give you a summary. So we started First of all, I just like to say I miss you, James. I haven't talked
to
you.
I'm here. That's why I was like, just hold on. I know I'm late, but
no. But leave. I'm just going to say because I haven't talked to you since the week before the Olympics. I mean, we've talked briefly. For some reason, me and James' relationship is primarily only live in public. We talk about
it. It won't be forever. Just temporary. Temporary. No,
but anyway, so we were talking about Ben training with Branch.
Yep.
And how there's nothing Branch could do to make him quit because Ben was raised by his father who made him do crazy shit when he was like a 6, 7, 8 year old.
Yep.
You know, doing massive amounts of cardio and training for soccer. And
I remember us having this discussion before.
Yeah. So we were talking about how I thought it was, I'm almost envious of that, even though it probably sucked as a child.
Yeah.
Because when you go through that kind of shit early, you carry that with you in life and it kind of makes you feel like you can do anything.
Absolutely.
Because like what would really feel like a challenge if you've already challenged yourself to that level at fucking 8 years old?
So you desensitize, aren't you? Here's the thing.
It was always so.
Oh, by the way, James, Ben's internet is shit today. So
yeah, I was going to say, you went silent. Sensitive.
Right. So you know how we train now and it's like, okay, we train for a show, but it's not force anything on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Like when I was training for football
because you kick it. Soccer.
It's, and you kick it with a foot. So
I said the same thing today during a commercial. I said, this ain't fucking football.
So when you're, there's constant, like, I guess, feedback, because I'm doing all of that training, but then what it was doing was paying off every weekend.
Yeah.
And so it'd be like, well, I'm better.
Yeah, better, he's certainly better than the week before.
It didn't suck, you know?
Yeah, that's like bodybuilding, though, right? When we do, like, that's what's kept me going all these years. You do something, and at the end of the week, you're like, oh, I look a little better, and you fucking keep going, right?
Yeah, but you know when you're not looking better is what you, you know, because sometimes you're not actually aiming to do that.
Yeah,
you
know? Imagine doing all of what we do and then look like me.
I think you look charming today.
And then we got, where did we go from there? We got into something even deeper, Ben. What did we say? Fuck, I can't even remember now. Anyway, we went down a fucking rabbit hole of psychology and trying to figure out why Ben's fucked up.
That, which James's forte is psychological breakdown.
I know. Yes. I wish you.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah. What I do want to talk about is what the fuck, James? What's this? Who knew you could do this?
That's juju.
Well, you know, the Olympia went balls up, so I thought I'd go to the track and field, do some flips.
Who the fuck? Why didn't you tell any of us you could do this?
Because I'm a man of, you know, I'm a quiet man. There's a lot of
things. Did you know you could do this before you tried it? Was this like you found as you're in the air, you found out this was working?
No, do you know what? I haven't been on grass for a long time, and I was walking on it. I was just literally walking. I was like, this is spongy. I feel like I could do something on this. So I said, boys, hold up. And then I just tried it, and it came out right.
When was the last time you did a flip?
Years ago, man. Years ago.
No, like what? What size were you? Yeah.
Oh.
We don't talk in years. We talk in weight.
So I'm 275 now. So it must have been, oh, mate, like what, 230, 240?
Jesus, man.
I don't think people realize how stressful that is on your joints.
Can I just say this? Training legs, like split twice a week, my legs felt very powerful. I said to Yannicka after, I was like, if I tried it again, I think I'd probably get another a foot higher in the air if I tried. Because honestly, my legs felt so strong in that position. But I used to do that. Like that, I used to do all the time. Whenever I went to the park when I was younger, I used to just do that all the time. But I just thought I'd give it a go today, and it was just worked out right. So,
yeah. And that's the key. If you've never done it before, don't fucking try.
Right, exactly. Listen, I never, it's like, I said this to Yannicka today. It's like, I know I can squat 260 comfortably, yeah? Yeah. I wouldn't go in the gym and try and squat 380.
Yeah.
And I just said the same thing. I've done this hundreds of times, but I wouldn't try to do that off of a platform, you know?
Yeah, but the reason it's scary is like I've done a lot of things when I was younger, but I wouldn't do it like after gaining 50 pounds of muscle.
Yeah. I've masturbated 6 times in a day. I couldn't do that now.
Yeah.
I'd break something.
I've been masturbating lately. You know, I never used to.
Where's Yannicka?
That's why I'm masturbating. Because
is she there?
No, she's not back home now for a bit, so I have to keep thinking about her and having a bash.
You doing a solo one, or are you doing a FaceTime bash?
No, I want her to do a FaceTime one, but I think she's too proper for that.
She's a lady.
That's how my wife is. She's like, fuck you.
I would love a FaceTime one. I'd be like, go get your tits out. That'd be brilliant. But you know, they're just too proper, some people, aren't they?
Yeah. So how many wanks a day?
Oh, maybe like one or two a minute, like one before bed to knock me out. Definitely to knock me out. I like lay there as
see, that's what I fucking said.
Okay, no.
Yeah, no, like you can go to the sink and just give it a wipe over and enforce it.
To the sink or?
I go to the sink.
Huh. That's not
just because there, isn't it? It's close.
When you're in a hotel, you can do that in a sink because someone's coming in and cleaning it every day. It's not your own. So you can just plop your cock in there and give it a splash.
It's so true.
Why do you have to give it a splash, though?
Well,
because you get all the cheese in it otherwise.
What are you talking about? I'm circumcised. I'm not going to fucking cheese.
Yes, you mean you ain't.
Oh, you guys are gross.
We're missing the beat, bro. We need to get circumcised.
But do you know what? So talking of this.
I'm in Jewish community now. Maybe I can.
Yeah. So Denise asked me about Phoenix. And I was like, I said, I can't make the decision. So I was like, if you want to decide, that's on you. But I could never tell you to cut his dick. To me, that's just barbaric. Yeah. I understand. It's not. It's because
he hasn't got it.
Because I have my foreskin. It's like, do you know what the funniest thing is? When Denise, she's going to fucking kill me.
Right. Wait, please don't go quiet on this. I want to hear this.
This goes in the vault.
Okay, it goes in the vault. Publicly, because it's on YouTube.
Well, the first time we got together, she'd never been with somebody that hadn't, so she didn't really know what to do. So
she's like, "Ugh."
Well, no, she was. Can you imagine the fuck is that? No, so I had to like do it for her, like pull it back because she was starting to do it.
Oh my god,
it doesn't feel good because it's like
wow, that's hilarious.
I sit down there, and I'm like,
you guys know I have no idea what you're talking about. Like I do, but
Yeah.
That's so crazy. I didn't even think. I just thought everybody was circumcised.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so now that that's way too much fucking information.
It adds an inch.
It adds an inch. Yeah, but an inch of skin, not an inch of anything you can use.
Yeah.
I'll take whatever I can get.
You can measure the dabble at the bottom. Just add to the
little dolphin nose.
The droopy bit that's hanging off the edge.
The little wizard sleeve is just coming around.
Oh my god.
It actually is a wizard sleeve.
It's a wizard sleeve, that's what it is.
That's so true. It's so true. I'll never not see that now. Love it.
James, I haven't talked to you since the Olympia.
Yeah.
I don't really know what you want to get into, what you don't want to do.
I'm happy to talk. Honestly, very disappointed.
Okay, so listen, before we get into the actual Olympia, I just want to say you look like you're having the time of your life.
I am. I'm very happy. I said to Yannick right now, I didn't realize how unhappy I might have been.
You mean because of the UK or just because you're around more bodybuilding people?
Both. Combination of, I think being in the UK, I was existing, I wasn't thriving. And it's like being here. I know it's still new, but I'm around people every day that the vision's the same. Yeah. And I was self-motivating myself in England every day. And it was like, how much longer could I have kept self-motivating to that extent? When you're here, like you feel like you're feeding off of everyone else and it's fun. I don't know. I'm really happy, honestly, guys. Like you catch me in a good mood, it's now.
I know the feeling, man. It's
yeah.
So we moved, there was a period from 2012, 2013, maybe, maybe 2014 also.
Yeah.
Where my training got a little bit stagnant. We moved to Toronto and I started hanging out with like Dorian Hamilton and Cody, me and Cody, like Cody was hanging out with us and like Frank McGrath started hanging out with us. It was like kind of the four of us. Mm. And so all of a sudden I had people that were, you know, Frank was a pro, Cody and Dorian aren't pros, or Cody wasn't a pro at the time. And we all trained together. We would go grab sushi together and it kind of became like a real lifestyle, like all hanging out together. And it kind of rejuvenated.
Yeah, absolutely.
My bodybuilding like passion.
Yeah.
Because you can motivate yourself because you love the sport, but when you have a group of guys doing it with you, it's almost like now it's like your job, but it's also fucking fun.
And you feel better because you feel more available for the job. Like I'm here, I feel worth like I feel that I feel like I can prove my value here, and that's always a nice feeling to feel that you are worth what you're worth. Because sometimes being so far away and disconnected at times, it made you question, you know, how long is this going to last? How much am I worth to these people? Like, am I really doing enough? And then when you're here, you can see that you are, because these people are firsthand talking to you and saying you are. And it's just really nice to get that feedback and see the excitement of the others, and also the encouragement of the others, and just generally know where I stand, where I didn't know before. You know,
Jay, Ben, know. Isn't this crazy? Doesn't that sound like something we just talked about?
Yeah.
That's so fucking crazy you said that. So I haven't traveled much in like 2 years.
And I bet you feel similar with this whole.
Listen, I went to an appearance on the weekend in Victoria, BC.
That was good, that did.
And it changed my mindset dramatically. And I said to Ben, I called Ben afterwards. I'm like, I think it was good for me to come out here.
Yeah.
And he said, why? And I said, you know, people send, you know, I'm sure James, you get them all the time too. Like, people send you DMs and like, they write comments on your stuff. Like, you're the greatest. Like, you know, you're so inspirational, all these things. Right. And it means a lot to read it, but it doesn't, there's a disconnect because it's still like, yeah. So when I go to the appearance and there's all these people here and they're like, they're saying it to your face.
It's differently.
Yeah. There's like a different connection now, and you're shaking hands and you're actually like, you can feel like the appreciation more.
Dude, it can make you quite emotional.
Well, fucking Ben knows where I've been, man. It's been a rough
I can imagine, mate. I can imagine.
So here's the thing. I think we're all mature enough to receive it in a positive way, right? That kind of reinforcement. Imagine being that young and then receiving that reinforcement but on a much bigger scale, right? Yeah. Of him, you can see how these like teenage celebrities just go fucking.
Because it can
turn you one way, right? You can either receive it like we are, which is like, this is like, it humbles me a little bit, right? I feel
maybe because of an age where we've worked the time to achieve that, because
that's what I mean. It's like we're in a position where we're mature enough and we've gone through a lot, but when it happens at a young age, I think that must be fucking hard to process.
I can try and explain it, because I've been kind of through all of it. So at a younger age, I didn't know how important it was. And I took it for granted. I wouldn't say it made me cocky. I just didn't appreciate it the way I appreciate it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think, I don't know, as you get older, I think you realize, I totally agree with you. Like I wonder to myself sometimes, like with Nick, for example, or with like Chris Bumstead, like they're both like in their late 20s. And they're both super fucking celebrities in our world. Chris, maybe even outside our world. But I wonder sometimes, like, do they know how, what kind of impact they're having on people? Or do you think it's kind of like when I was younger and I never had that kind of impact, but like, I wonder if like, they don't really get it, and it'll get it 10 years from now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
or maybe they bubble off, like, sometimes at that level must be hard to kind of digest, so they don't see it, you know, they like just stay in their bubble.
That's kind of what I'm saying, is like, I wonder if they really absorb any of it.
Be easier to do.
Yeah.
Rather than think that, especially with the amount of scrutiny that these guys are under with social media and the access people have to them, it's relentless.
Yeah. So James, what have you been doing that's making your life so fun, other than just being with bodybuilding people?
Just looking forward to the future. I like that I got things wrong this year, because I always feel like from there you always have an upwards rise. And I've seen, you know, I've been here before. And I'm in a familiar position where I kind of thrive. So, yeah, I'm just excited. I'm excited about the potential future. And I know that being here now, like, the tools are more available. I don't know, just I'm full of excitement. I'm not actually really feeling anything other than excitement. I'm still trying to work out my path.
Is there anything subconsciously that's still lingering from the Olympia? Because I know for me, when I had a show that didn't go the way I wanted to go, I would like get over it by going to the gym kind of a few days later, but I don't know if I was really over it for like a month or so after.
Oh yeah, no. Like, Listen, there's a lot in my mind, and I ask myself questions daily, and I always think about how to go forward. And it is frustrating because I stand by what I say on everything I've said ever on a podcast, and I don't, you know, people can say, yeah, James, you talk too much, you don't do what you do. I wouldn't say that I can be something if I know that I can't. And I still stand by the fact that I still believe that if I had done things right and things didn't go wrong, that I'd still been up there in that top six. I have no question. That still remains. And if you think I don't feel that way inside of my heart, anyone listening, trust me, I do. I'm still very, very confident.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't feel overly bad right now, because I know it's just a case of getting things correct. But no, it's obviously frustration. And there was a little bit of that in the beginning, because I was like, you know, I could jump into another show like Legion. But because my analysis of what went wrong was a certain analysis that entailed that you couldn't gain back what was lost in that time, there's no point. And I'm happy to start afresh. I'm not pushing myself and rushing myself just to do shows to come in at what I consider subpar. Because I have to be the best that I can be. And if certain things have disappeared or gone by that point and I can't bring forward something that is new and better, then I won't do it. So I'm just in that point now where I'm just like, okay, I've just got to knuckle down now and work out the next steps. Am I, you know, upset? Yeah, I'm upset because there's certain things I felt I could have been done differently. And I think, you know, from all parties, I don't think anyone's to blame, but I think all of us could have done better. I think myself, I could have done better. Pat could have done better. There was certain points of the prep where I had a certain feelings towards how things were going. And I spoke out to some friends, but I never raised the awareness too much because I was trusting the process, but my instincts were telling me otherwise. But you know, you want to listen.
Yeah.
That's what a good athlete does that. And it's out of respect.
Yeah.
But I do know now that going forward, and me and Pat even said this, is that I have to respect my own instinct. And that if in case of, instead of it being an 80-20 relationship with decision-making, it has to be 50-50.
Well, I don't think.
Because I know a lot more than I thought I knew about
But I think there's a difference between questioning your coach and giving your coach as much feedback as possible.
Yeah. It was right. Even questioning. I don't question Pat at all, because I know his way works. It was more that I was not willing to, because of Pat's approach, I know how it is. I was worried of offending him with my suggestions. I think that's more what it is, because I've got some new school approach that wouldn't necessarily coincide with how Patrick likes to do things.
Yeah.
And obviously, but I've also come from the new school and done new school things that have worked with me. So we're at that point where me and Pat were like, you know what? And he was accepting as well. He's like, I now realize that certain things have to be done a certain way with you because you are a certain way, and vice versa. So it's just communication. Like I could have communicated better. I could have been like, Pat, you know, I feel like I could be ready in like 3 days from this point. And that being said, I mean, like I remember sending a message to Jordan Peters at like 3 weeks out when I was in Dubai. I was like, Jordan, I'm fucking like feeling like I need to eat something massive and I feel like my body's running away from me. But I was too scared to say that to Pat because my intentions, my head was saying, James, you need to get on Uber Eats and order something really bad. I know that wouldn't be how Pat would deal with the situation. So, but now it's happened and we've seen what the end result is when I don't speak up about things like that.
Yeah.
We know now that that's something that would maybe have to be done, because at the end of the day, it's about delivering the best of you.
Here's what I'll say, like, and it's, I'm being a dick and bringing it back to me, but I spoke.
You cut out. Your mic cut out.
Oh, I had a long conversation yesterday with Patrick, right? And we were discussing what my thing is and what we're doing. When you talk to him, he's really willing to discuss and venture into different ways to do things. And I had this. He's open to conversations.
It's more like, our own fear of
it's we hold back from presenting to him and communicating, so he can only deal with what, like you said,
the feedback you're giving
him. It's feedback,
because me and you would be happy to like, yeah, things are good. Because
I'll eat fucking sawdust if you tell me.
You don't want to complain. You don't want to be the whiny baby.
You do wonder if your brain's second guessing you because of the point that you are in a prep.
Yeah.
You're like trying to combat it. Like, no, that's just my brain telling me I need this because it's trying to fight. Mm-hmm. But yeah. there are times now when you've done, you know, we've all done bloody tens and twenties of shows. Those signals and those feedbacks are actually deliberate.
Yeah.
And now I'm realizing that. Now I'm realizing that when my mind says something, it's not because of just hunger or greed.
This is the thing, and as Patrick said to me yesterday, and it applies to you two more than it does to me, because you're at a way higher level and have gone through more than I have. We don't need to prove we can suffer. For suffering's sake.
But I think that's something, listen, as somebody who worked with Patrick for a short period of time, I feel like it's something in him that makes you want to prove to him that you can handle anything he gives you.
Yeah.
So then you're like, when he gives it to you, you're like, I better just shut the fuck up and do this, because if I say anything, he's going to think I'm a pussy.
But I'll tell you what, that thought and that process is why he breeds these athletes and gets them so
successful. No, I get it. But at the same time,
you have to hold the coach to that regard, you know?
You're right. But at the same time, if you run into an athlete like James with a ton of experience, then he has to be able to have a say somewhere.
Yeah. I've always had a fear of speaking my experience.
Yeah.
And I think, because I think it's almost like I feel like I'm new to this, and I'm not like as advanced as yourself, Safeway, but I have been around a long time, and sometimes I'd forget that I can speak the information that's, you know, processed in my head.
Yeah.
Again, it's not because I don't, it's because of it's a respect thing for the coach. It's nothing negative at all. It's literally like, okay, I'm willing to get inside out suffer, and I'm willing to have no fat left on my feet, because that's the plan.
Can I just try and explain it real quick, one more time, real quick? I just want to get one more thought out. So it's not only it's like, you want to show Pat or whoever the coach is that you're willing to do anything they say, and you're willing to suffer, and you're not going to whine or cry about anything. And also, the second part of the problem is when you're 3 weeks out, 4 weeks out, 5 weeks out, and you're looking at yourself and you're like, well, maybe I'm flat, maybe I need to eat something. You're like, am I playing mind games with myself? And you're like, fuck it. I'm just going to leave it to Pat, because he can see clearly, and I'm in the middle of a prep and I'm suffering my ass off and I don't know what's right from wrong. So it's not only that you want to please and show your coach that you're fucking a man and you can handle anything. It's also that you're like, what if I'm wrong? What if I tell him I need,
absolutely.
What if I tell him I need a burger and I'm just being a fat fuck?
Absolutely. And that's where I was at. That's why I said Jordan.
Yeah.
Like, and I always speak to Jordan, because Jordan's just one of my good friends who I know knows me very well. I said, I don't know if it's just me. And I sent him pictures. I was like, I don't know if it's just me, but I'm like, I should be on the fucking phone right now ordering a kebab.
Eating something. Yeah. Yeah.
And he said, speak to Pat. And I didn't raise my, I just went to bed that night and cracked on with the plan. And that's I have to live with that.
But I think it's a good thing that you're saying it now. And I think it's a good thing that you and Pat had that conversation, because, like, honestly, one of the best things I've had a lot of top coaches work with me. The reason John is my favorite is because I could talk to him.
You felt like you could talk to him. Yeah.
It's important.
And I can with Pat. I definitely can.
It's important to want to please your coach and show him that you're a badass, but it's also really important for your coach to be accessible.
Yes.
Do you know what I think is really powerful as well, is going through these experiences and getting it wrong and sticking with that setup, and then approaching it again and learning from it. Because how many people in James's position would go, new coach, start over, he fucked it up,
going,
right?
Yeah.
And then what you have to do is trust the new coach to get it right the first fucking time.
He knows exactly.
So Patrick and you know exactly what you did for the last 12 months.
Exactly. We know exactly like how to get me to that 3-4 week out mark, and that is ideal.
Yeah.
And all we need to do is look at what happened from there and correct that.
Right. So you start with
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You've got to start over.
Because the off season was a good off season. Prep was great prep. It was literally up. You know, and what we have to take into consideration is that some of these other factors that Pat had no control of either was my travel. So obviously when I got to Dubai, things were very different. And that's when it's funny, because my weight started to plummet, even though nothing changed in regards to output.
Can I tell you my weight, when I travel, if I stay 100% on my diet, I actually lose weight faster.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
I don't know why. I lost 5 pounds this past weekend. I don't even know how the fuck I lost.
Same thing. I landed in Dubai. I was laying on my ass for like fucking however many hours, still eating meals.
Yeah.
I got there and I had this weight drop and Pat was like, that shouldn't fucking happen. And I remember, and we had to spend 3 or 4 days getting my weight back up the first few days of being in Dubai.
Yeah. Do you cut any other corners like when you're traveling? Like not cut corners in a bad way, but like, do you maybe cut a little things out that you would have at home when you're traveling, or everything's exactly the same?
Everything's exactly the same. And if anything, the only thing is the activity levels walking through an airport.
Yeah, doing a little more stuff. Yeah.
And that hits me. But the thing is, that's another thing with my body. I fucking burn. Like, I kid you not, boys, I've been eating 600, 700 grams of carbs a day since the show. And I've just had a hypo when I'm in the fucking thingy because my body's still, if it's 2 hours or more, my body's churning through food even now. And I haven't, my volume in my training's down, my cardio's down to a nice amount. There was no way of pulling me back with food for this brand.
Do you know what?
I'm just going to tell you that now. There was no way you could have pulled me back because I'm not even fucking full now. And it's been, God, what, like two weeks and everything like clenbuterol has been stripped out and I'm still struggling to like maintain and hold.
Well, I was going to ask before you go on, I just want to clarify for people what happened so that they can understand it a little better. So some people are saying, well, and this is how I described it. And I don't think I was fully clear in my description, but I said, well, James missed his peak. He looks flat, but I don't think people understand the magnitude of how flat or what it means. Like it almost like you were losing tissue from 2 or 3 weeks out.
That's exactly what
it was. So it wasn't a matter it wasn't a matter of being flat, like, oh, he just needs more carbs to fill the muscle out. It was more like the tissue was being eaten away.
Absolutely.
Because he was in a deficit for too long.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I couldn't just jump into another show like Legion. Because
even muscle, if the...
I had this discussion with Pat. I said, Pat, let's give it... After Olympia, I said, let's give it a week.
Yeah.
If this is just glycogen, we'll know.
Yeah.
If it's not, we'll know.
Yeah.
And after a week, I knew. And that's when I was like, I can't do another show because although I can still look very, very good, it isn't the James that we just built.
The tissue wasn't back yet.
No.
Yeah.
And it won't be. So that's why I have to now go into that period of surplus and re-earn what I've lost and more. And that's why I would consider myself a wise person and I understand that.
Well, I just want to say though, because somebody said to me, like I was arguing with this, I don't know why I do it, but I was arguing with somebody and I was trying to defend you. And the guy was like, James was so much smaller than everybody. It's not just missing his peak. He's just smaller. And I'm like, no, man. I'm like, that's what I mean by missing his peak. Like he lost muscle. So he was smaller. Yeah. Like it wasn't a matter of just, he missed his peak. Like, oh, they only ate 800 grams of carbs instead of 1500. Like,
yeah, no.
It was a matter of like 2, 3, 4 weeks of over dieting.
Yeah, there's half that lineup. I'm not smaller than on a normal day.
Yeah,
like there's a upper six, upper five. Yeah, they got the clavicles and the width, but there's density to me when I'm full.
Yeah.
That would match. Like, listen, I say it now. There's no way that no disrespect. I could have been 4 or 5 places higher if I was where I should.
Where did you end up finishing, James?
12th.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that.
And I get it. I deserve 12. Like, I'm the first to say with what I fucking brought to that stage, 12 is fucking good. You beat a couple of people that are actually very good. And if anything, I probably would have said some of them could beat you.
Yeah.
So that's your shit, Jay. You got to live with that.
Well, onward and upward now, man. So what's next?
Absolutely.
So now you just... before we talk about shows, are you moving to Florida? Are you moving to the States?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
For sure?
Yeah, I've got the... Yes, I've started the process already.
You started the process? What does that mean? You got a visa and shit?
Started the process for the O-1 visa.
Jesus, so, I got to move now. Everybody's going to be living in the States but me.
Yeah, I have to say a massive, like, without going into too much detail, I have to obviously say a massive thank you to Aaron because this is only possible because of Aaron.
Yeah.
This is not possible without him, and he's been the person that kind of instigated... You know, he put the idea in my head a year ago or whatever it was. And I was kind of like, ah. And then when I'm here and I've been able to speak to him and be around the people, and he's been very, just very helpful and allowed for things to move in a certain direction, put it that way. So, yeah, it just means I can be around you lot.
how are you going to deal with being around Rudy? Because he's a cunt.
It's like I've got to babysit him. It's difficult.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Yeah, so that's that. So, you know, that's all been that kind of process. And I should have the documents in hand before the year's end. And then I go back to England, stamp it off, and come back. It's actually quite quick. There's a,
what are you doing with all your stuff in England? Like, are you going to move? Are you going to pack your shit? Are you just going to throw it all away? Like, what are you doing?
I don't really have a lot of shit, bro. Like, I don't really have a lot of shit, if I'm honest. I'm not really a possession person.
Just so, test primo.
The small things I do have can come over for sure. But there's things I can get rid of. I don't want to hold on to my life in England. I want to let go of some things, if I'm honest.
Well, what's going on with Yannicka? Is she going to move with you?
Well, Yannicka will come over as a visitor a few times, but there is options for me to. There is options. I don't really go into too much detail, but there's options.
Okay.
She's not stuck, put it that way. And actually, it's actually a bit easier for her being a Norwegian citizen with a Norwegian passport than a British person. So, so she'll be over. She'll be back over actually like November, because that's when England is allowed to travel, and she can come over as, you know, a visitor. So that'll be cool. So I won't have to wank.
So I got wank. one or two times is average, though. That's okay. Yeah. You start wanking like three, four, or five times
a week. Fine. I don't know the energy for one or two times a day.
What did you say, Ben? Once a week?
Maybe.
Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. Once a week, but how many times are you getting laid in a week?
Twice.
That's really good.
You're only busting a nut three times a week?
That's still enough. Surely.
Come on, man.
It's a big fucking nut.
Gross.
That's the I would rather let it build and get a bit more.
Yeah, it's got some why? Pressure behind. Who are you impressing? It doesn't dribble out me.
Who are you impressing with it? You're jerking off your own stomach. For fuck's sake.
You seen Scary Movie when he plasters it to the wall?
Ceiling, okay, look, if you're with your girl, then yeah, it matters. You want to, like, you know, but if you're by your fucking self, who fucking cares?
No, you know what? I can't be bothered to wank anymore. I'd just rather get laid and then get on with my day.
I want a toe curler for it. I need to let it build up. So I'm like, oh, toe curler. It won't do that if I do it every day. You need to let there be
I can't believe you just said I want a toe curler.
Oh, the noise with it. Excellent. That's stuck in here now.
Oh my God. I can never fucking unsee that now. Jesus Christ.
Later on, you're just going to think about James.
I know. Fuck. Anyway,
just look at that bed. Imagine me on my back having a right jerk off. Yeah, mate, I'll leave my laptop on tonight and I'll leave this open.
I bet he's got one leg up in the air, like hooked
yeah.
up here.
Like some shit getting piled. But the girls are like.
Oh my God.
So we're all getting together this week, aren't we?
Yeah.
Not for that.
It's funny. Everybody's talking about drinking and fucking smoking weed and fucking whatever. I just honestly.
Are they?
I just want to fucking.
I'm not drinking.
I just want to have a cigar and chill the fuck out. That's all I want to do.
I got a box of Cohibas.
I'm serious. I just want to have a fucking cigar and shoot the shit.
I will try and have a cigar this weekend to die because I can't fuck folks.
I have a box of Cohibas. I took one to Colorado. I sent you the picture, mate. That was under the mountain. Like, we went to a ski resort. So we were at the bottom of it, or halfway up the mountain, but we were looking up. We had a fire pit. And Denise and I were
there. There goes his internet.
It was a great story.
It was a great story until they half cut it off.
Well, I was under the mountain smoking a cigar. It was beautiful. Yeah.
That's nice, man. That is nice.
James, you don't smoke cigars?
I'll take one fucking toke of that thing and I'll be coughing for about 6 hours.
You don't inhale it.
I want one picture for Instagram because I've got to look cool. I'll be like,
it will suit him smoking a cigar.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, fucking. You know, like, puff it up.
James looks like he should have a cigar at all times.
Well, yeah. I'll be having
James, James could pull off a pipe.
Oh, yeah. My granddad used to have a pipe, Jim.
James,
a long one, a Gandalf one or a short one?
Yeah, the curly one.
If I have a pipe, you have to call me Jim when I smoke it.
Okay, deal.
Because you're not James when you smoke the pipe, you're Jim.
I'm going to buy James a pipe for the fucking, when we go.
That's right. I'm on it.
Like Popeye.
Literally. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah. So yeah, I haven't booked my flights yet. As you know, I leave it for the last minute and I'm like, Yannicka, like, let's book them last minute because I just need to see what's going on around. It's only because this week, like I said earlier, I've got a couple of like little things I need to promote while I'm here during some of the days. So that's the only reason I'm leaving it so last minute. So I can kind of.
So you're flying in Friday morning.
It's freaking Denise.
Is she getting all panicky?
What's freaking her?
She's a planner. She's like trying to tidy the house.
Don't get me. Oh my God.
She's like, well, on Friday, I'm going to tidy the house because everyone's supposed to come here on Sunday, right? She's like, oh, I've got to tidy the house. I've got to clean the gym. Clean the fucking gym.
Dude, my friends came over for my birthday 2 weeks ago. We had dinner here. My wife spent two fucking days like spit shining the fucking house. I'm like, what are you doing? She's got like a toothbrush in the fucking bathroom.
Yeah, as I say, toothbrush in between all the tiles. No
mold. We bought new bedding for the guests and stuff. It was fucking crazy.
Oh, so I am buying a new mattress for here because I can't have, if James is staying here, I can't have him on this because this thing eat to shit.
James doesn't care.
I'm easy, bro.
No, but my mom comes the week after, so I'm like, I'll get a new mattress. Anyway, James, did you get an invite to Fuad's birthday? Because I didn't.
What the fuck does that mean? Are you guys going to fly from the UK?
No, I'm in the UK. America. When's your birthday?
It's the 15th of October.
Yeah, fuck, we were here.
We were all here.
So
shit excuse. Shit excuse,
man. Well, if you guys were real friends, you would throw a little party for me this weekend.
Mate, it's been and gone. You know,
talk about drag it out.
Yeah. 2 weeks later, I still have a party going.
next year.
Well, hopefully next year I'll live in the US and then we can all get together. Okay. Problem is, I was going to...
Where, though?
I want to move to Texas.
Colorado.
I like Fort
Worth. Is this copying you?
I'm not... I like
that. I'm moving. No, I'm going to Colorado. Moving. Fuck this. I'm going to Colorado. Okay.
I like... Honestly, I've been in Texas like 3 or 4 times for competitions. I like it there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too hot. It's fucking way too hot.
Houston was really hot. Houston was like crazy fucking hot.
But I don't leave my house. It's a fucking. It's. I'd rather be in hell. Yeah, Florida's bad.
Florida's too hot.
It's pretty warm here.
Florida's too hot. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the humidity in Florida that's fucking horrible.
It is pretty humid.
Now he's moving to fucking Denver, and I'm like, well, Brett lives in Denver. I'm like, make sure maybe I should move to fucking Denver.
Yes. Hostile. Relocate.
Denver. Yeah.
Colorado's pretty central. U.S. is the main hub. Denver. Big HQ up in the mountains.
Yeah, and it's like a fucking James Bond villain's fucking.
We'll all have. Look, they have the Olympic training center up there for a reason, right? We'll all get that adaptation.
All right, this has nothing to do with anything, but it just because I said James Bond. Have you seen it?
No.
No.
Oh my God.
I want to see it. They're good. Wait,
I didn't even know there was a new James Bond. Didn't they make him a woman?
Honestly. that film is fucking amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. Good.
It's affected me for the rest of my life.
It's that good.
Yeah. Jesus.
Who's in it?
Daniel Craig again, man.
I don't know, man.
That's his last one,
bro. And I love the woman in it. She's French. Let me find who it is. I'm in love with her.
While he finds her, move to Denver, altitude training. We'll all look like Phil Heath. That's how he looked like he does.
Is that why he looks like that?
That's exactly, yeah. Yeah. Saturated with blood cells.
Yeah, fact.
So if you go to IMDb, the top, you'll see the woman that's in it, and she's so fucking beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Yannicka, watch out.
Oh, I've told Yannicka already.
So are you wanking over Yannicka or this Frenchie?
I wish I could. I knew this person's face enough to. I have to get her face up and wank over.
this girl.
No. But do you know what Rudy said that she's quite attractive. It's probably because it looks like his bird. Go down. No. Go down. No.
No. Not that one.
That's my old type. This bird. She in this is just,
this one. Leia.
Yeah. Leia in this is beautiful. In this film, she is. She doesn't look well out there, but in this film, she's amazing.
Yeah, she comes with my wife.
She's French, man. She's amazing. Really, yeah, like that's her in this. Stunning. Just like, I don't know, just like normal but beautiful. Oh man.
That's my kind of beautiful.
That's beautiful.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, she's in Death Stranding in the game.
You know what I mean?
There's a word. It's like when they're understated, they're not trying to like show too like be too fucking.
Because there's like bimbo-y beautiful. That's like
makeup, and it's natural.
And then there's natural beautiful.
Yeah, she's got that natural beauty, and the way she, because she keeps, obviously I'm called James, and she's in a film where she keeps going James. So I'm like, I'm just closing my eyes and thinking,
Yannicka needs to get out there.
Oh my god,
James. And then she's, and I hear her kissing. I'm like, yeah.
If anybody's watching this, send James the audio just of her saying James repeatedly.
Or if anyone does know her and they want to arrange a meet and greet.
Well, be careful. Yannicka.
Sorry, she's worth it though.
Will Yannicka give you a pass for that one?
I think for that one.
Different country, different postcodes, right?
Yeah,
how it works.
You have to give me a pass for that one, man. Come on.
Is there anybody you give Yannicka a pass for?
Yeah, whoever, one of her choice, if I get one.
So you guys each get one of your choice, whoever it is.
Yeah. I'll have the French first.
If I asked Denise that, I'd get fucking shot.
But Denise would say, you've had enough. Shut the fuck up.
I just want, you know.
Fair play.
If I get my pick, then she's going to have her pick. But yeah, this French bird. Oh.
If you had to pick one for Yannicka, who would it be?
I don't even know what her fucking type is, bro. I don't even know. Like,
isn't that weird?
Because I'm not. It's not like she's not like obsessed with bodybuilders. It's not because I'm a bodybuilder. She's with
it's
me.
So strange you say that. I ask Summer all the time, like, what's her type?
She's same
like,
thing, I bet.
Yeah. She's like, you're my type. I'm like, no, I'm not. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, none of your ex-boyfriends look like me.
They're more like about what you are, who you are.
What are you laughing at, Ben?
You said none of your exes look like me. It was just funny. I don't know.
Well, because like she's, I know like two of her exes, right?
Yeah, but wouldn't it be weird
if they all look like me?
They're brothers or twins? You're right. That's odd. Like, that's really fucking odd.
I think like men seem to like have more of an emphasis on a certain look.
I don't normally, but I kind of do.
But
I kind of do by accident.
Like,
I think
women are really unguessable. Like what they like, it can be one. I've seen their like exes, and then who they're with now, it's like completely different.
Do you know Yannicka's exes? Do you know who Yannicka's exes are?
Yeah, I know one of them, and it's not like me.
What about you, Ben? Do you know some Denise's exes?
Oh, we all know one of Denise's.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's right.
Couldn't be any different.
Okay, yeah.
Definitely not the same type.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Like, I don't think I have a type, but I think by accident I have a type. I think I like blonde hair.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. I want to do that in my beard. I was thinking about getting juicy to do it.
What are you going to do? Dye your beard blonde?
We'll just do the whole
are you getting
no
crazy?
that's what Hardy did. Do you know when Hardy did that?
Yeah maybe that. I need to do something.
Are you doing it crazy? Are you turning getting crazy because you're in Florida and you gotta fucking do something nuts?
I feel like you got to here. I do. I feel like you can.
Yeah.
But today I wore a t-shirt like around my head like a bandana all day.
James is free. Look at this.
Yeah.
This is like
freedom. Yeah. Have you tried blush sauce yet?
You're fucking blush sauce.
You're gonna aim for.
You know what?
I
was just in Whole Foods and I was down the old aisle with the fucking pestos and the things.
I was telling Fuad how obsessed you are with Whole Foods. The only reason James is moving here is because the access to Whole Foods.
Listen, honestly, I'm in the same boat. I got to be honest with you because when I moved to we don't have a Whole Foods here where I live.
No Sprouts or anything.
We don't have anything great here. There's no great. Shit. So when we moved to Toronto, I lived in Toronto for like 3 or 4 years. That's the only grocery store I went to was Whole Foods.
Yeah, man. I'm popping.
James, there is one in London. Well, there's a couple.
Yeah, Yannicka went there today.
Yeah, there's one in Chelsea I used to go to.
Yeah, Yannicka went today because she's kind of likes it. So kind of persuaded her. But yeah, I go there because it was actually Eric that told me, Hart, that if you ask them to cook your fish and stuff, they'll do it. I didn't realize. So I get bulk cooked salmon. Like, so I've come home tonight with some salmon, like 2 pounds of it, like just like cooked ready for meal prep.
That's awesome.
Saves all the effort, doesn't it, boys?
Hey, James, have you ever shot a gun?
Yeah, a few.
Okay, because we're shooting on Saturday, and I've never shot a gun before.
Oh, we're shooting off my back porch on Sunday. We're just gonna fucking shoot over the top of the couch.
I've done it in Prague.
Yeah, we just get the fucking shotguns out and just shoot them over the back porch. We're in Texas, we do whatever the fuck you want.
You know, if you go to like there's certain countries in like Europe, where you can pay them to give you an RPG to blow up a cow.
Yeah, it's probably serious? Poland, right?
Literally, they'll give you an RPG, like an over-the-shoulder rocket launcher to blow up a cow. That's fucked up.
Fuck.
That's awesome.
Like, there are ranches here where they have giraffe and zebra that you can go and hunt.
You can hunt them?
That's Yeah, people have them on their ranches. You can, you have to pay for it, but you can hunt.
Yeah. I've never shot anything. I've only shot targets.
I don't think I could shoot a...
I think a giraffe's like 150 grand.
Yeah.
I'd feel bad.
Man. I don't think I could shoot an exotic animal. I think I could shoot like a...
I don't think I could shoot an animal because like Yannick's dad hunts for moose.
Yeah.
And I couldn't shoot a moose.
I think I could
shoot... Yeah, but he's doing it for food though, right?
Yeah.
It's not...
Yeah, but you don't need it.
Yeah, but I think I could shoot an animal if I was going to eat it. Or somebody was going to eat it.
I could shoot an animal if I'm in a situation like Leonardo DiCaprio in fucking Revenant.
Get bears eating your back.
It's fucking eating my back. But I don't.
Yeah, at that point, I think I'd shoot anything that was trying to eat him. Yeah.
Is there something wrong with me? Because I've watched that part on repeat.
Yes, there's a lot wrong with you. Yes.
No, seriously, I'm honestly fascinated by bear attacks and like bears killing.
They're vicious, bro. They're vicious.
I can't hear you.
Have you seen? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Have you seen that guy that had his face clawed off, and then his son?
Yeah,
I think it was his son like dragged him back, and then they reconstructed his face.
Did he have like his eyeball was like hanging out?
They posted it up on like things like one of those Dark Side of Nature Instagram pages, right? And they had like the before and the after picture. It was fucking grim.
Nice. I do want to send a personal congratulations to Nick and Ian as well for bringing really good presentation to the Olympia. They both were fantastic. And I think especially Nick, like his peaks this year have all been exceptional. I think the consistency that boy has shown, it needs to be patted on the back from a professional and from a friend standpoint. Because it's not often you see someone come in and not only replicate their look, but actually slightly improve it every time. So whatever he's done, and the confidence he has and the desire to be Mr. Olympia, fuck what everyone says, be yourself, keep doing your thing, because you've just proved a lot of people wrong and you've just had more successful rookie year than probably anyone in the history of bodybuilding, bar maybe one or two.
Yeah.
So just some massive congratulations.
I got to be honest, he reminds me of Jay a lot.
That's a good thing.
I mean, I know, you know, Jay's personality is definitely not as wild as Nick's. Like Nick's a little bit more like,
but publicly, they were very both.
Yeah, I guess what I'm talking about is the. Okay, so I don't know how to describe this. So you know how there's people like James, people like you or Ian, or Roman, who are what people would call crazy. Like, they're not going to miss a meal. They're not going to fucking eat any shitty food. Like this is their. You know, especially Roman. Roman's known as the craziest, right?
Yeah.
And then you have people that are like, maybe like me, who are like, you know, I have a cheat meal once a week, whatever, this and that. It's like Nick is crazy, but without seeming crazy. And that's how Jay, I always looked at Jay. Like everything is exactly the same all the time. Everything's on point. He goes to bed early, eats all his meals at a certain time. So like on paper, he's as crazy as Roman is, but he makes it seem easy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I can see that.
Like with Roman, you can tell it's, even though it's, I'm not saying Roman, it's hard for Roman. I'm saying like.
You can see the struggle there.
You could tell there's like a lot of
work that
goes into what he's doing. Whereas Nick makes it look like, well, anybody could do it. You just have to work a little harder.
Well, I think what it is with Nick, he's very clever at what he shows and what he doesn't show. So he's obviously very good from a kind of business standpoint, not to show too much of the behind the scenes.
You think so?
I think like Jay was very tunnel vision and only showed what had to be shown.
Yeah,
I think they're smart because they're not letting you in too much.
You think that's it, or do you think he's just happier doing what he's doing?
I think they are, but I think there's also a wisdom there from experience, maybe because of working with Matt, and Matt's worked with previous people that had pressure on their shoulders, Dallas, people like that. Maybe they're just being around Chris, like just understanding how to do this in the most mentally healthy manner sometimes requires certain choices. And I think they're very wise with their choices. There is obviously my opinion.
No, it makes sense. Makes sense.
But that would make sense to me. I feel like they're just kind of experienced as a team that they kind of know what to project and what not to project and what works for them.
I don't know how I feel. I think
this is what I mean. It might be totally the opposite.
I feel like Nick is just a matter of fact kind of person. Like it's not a like, oh, I got to eat my rice and my chicken and it's so hard for me. Huh?
That's what I mean. He's never one to like go on Instagram and be like, fucking hell, today I'm really fucking suffering.
Yeah.
Like, this sucks.
Yeah. But then does that mean he doesn't feel that way?
That's what I mean. I don't,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm sure it hurts.
No, but wait a minute. But wait a minute. But maybe it doesn't, because this is what I'm trying to say. Like, if you look at Jay, right? Look at Jay in retirement and look at Jay in full-time bodybuilding mode. His food is like the same. He probably eats a little less, but he still eats like the same kind of way.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, these guys almost like have found their groove and they found what they like, and it's not hard for them. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not trying to be.
Do you know who's like that? Milos as well. Where like I went for food with Jay and Milos both up way after they've retired.
Yeah.
And I felt like a pig. I went to order dessert and then they weren't, and I'm like, okay, me either.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I don't want it either.
Yeah. I was like, oh no. Like I was like, oh, I'll order a fucking burger, and they're like, oh, can I have like a plain chicken breast, nothing on it? Then I was like, oh, we're doing that. Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. I did that with Branch once. Except the problem was, I ordered first, so so we go for breakfast, and I forget who was there. They ordered whatever, and then I ordered I don't know, eggs and bacon and like fucking some pancakes or something. And Branch orders like steak and eggs and hash browns. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I felt so fucking fat and sloppy. I was like, what the fuck?
Hash browns in the freezer. Now you said that. Fuck. Yeah. Chicken them out.
Don't
get that in England, those ones.
Hash browns?
Yeah, not the ones you've got here, like the little potato, like kind of flakes.
Dude, the selection in the US for food is...
That's why I love it here as well, man.
Yeah, it's... You can eat...
My diet has been so varied, but like good varied.
I was going to say, you could be a total slob, or you could eat really clean, but still have like a lot of options.
Mate, like you can have like, I know, like I'm having like bison, one meal, like organic chicken, the next fucking fish, you know, quality whey protein. Like you can just really enjoy it here. It's fun.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, guys. I just like food.
No, it's all good. All right. What do you guys want to do? You want to wrap it up? We'll meet up this
weekend. I'm easy. I joined late, so. If you boys want to go and do your thing, I'm easy. I'm just happy that I got to show my face for a few minutes.
Well, me and Ben didn't talk about anything except for like cars. We talked about cars and motorcycles for an hour.
Cars. I need to get a car while I'm here. What should I get?
I'll get a truck.
Get a truck like mine.
Listen, like, what do you do? Do you buy your car? Do you lease your car? Let me ask that on here. I want to know what your opinion is.
I finance my car.
I don't own a car.
But I think
I don't own a vehicle.
I think if you want the truth. It depends what kind of car you want, James, but I think you should probably lease it.
Dude, I need something a bit fucking bodybuild manly. It's time to level up.
Well,
finally, I can like
not a truck. Not
finally,
a truck.
I can fucking flex the guns out in the sun.
First of all, get a truck.
All right. What truck?
There's only two things you're going to be happy in: a truck or a big SUV.
Show me two now.
I'm going to buy a Range Rover. I'm buying a Range Rover.
I'm going to buy a Range Rover.
Range is too big.
It's like
I'm buying a Range Rover.
Okay, you're buying a Range Rover. That's cool. Full size, though. Get a full size.
Yeah, not the Sport. I'm getting the full range.
Get the full size.
Well, listen, like, if you get a Range Rover, if you get a Range Rover, what's your deposit going to be, and then your monthly paying if you're doing on the finance?
If you put zero down, it's going to be like, well, actually,
put zero down. Put like 10 grand down or something.
Don't put 10 grand down. Why? Use their money. Who cares? What the fuck is 10? What's 10 grand's not going to do
anything? I don't know. Yeah.
Listen, well, 10 grand is barely going to dent your monthly payment. Jeez. So why waste your 10 grand?
Okay, so just go to zero.
Just go in there. Just go in there.
This is what I'm asking. If you guys are car guys.
Just go in there. Say, I want to lease this. If you're leasing a Range Rover, you're going to spend like, it depends. In the US, it's probably cheaper, but it's going to be like $1,200 a month, probably. $1,500 a month. I don't know what American price is. Like here it's going to be, you know, I'm trying to do the conversion, but.
Yeah, of course.
It's going to be between $1,000 and $1,500, I would assume.
A full Range Rover is sexy. Get a Range Rover.
Mm.
But I don't see James in that.
What do you see? I just want to see, if you want, is a picture of whatever car you reckon, and I'll go and get it.
Okay.
This is your chance.
Do not pull up the Bugatti.
This is your chance to change my future. And then if I get this, James, I have to tag you.
James, the first car he showed me earlier was $18.9 million.
Well, that's because he's got.
For one car. Wait, that wasn't for like all of them. That's for one of them.
Do you want something expensive or not expensive?
No, moderate. Like, come on, let's be honest here. Let's like, I'm not at the top of the game yet, you know? I'm in a good position, but not like fucking billionaire.
Okay, I'm going to give you something like nice.
I'm not Aaron Singerman or Ford Hostile Obeyed.
Oh, shut up. I'm going to, here, let's get this. This is what you should get. I think you'll be happy. You'll be happy in this.
Get a Range Rover.
I thought it was a toy truck you were showing me.
No, get this right
here.
So Ford.
Get this. It's a Ford truck.
Okay.
It's a Ford Raptor. It's a Ford Raptor. Yep. It's going to be decent on gas. It's a V6. It's still got enough power. It's function. Dude, listen to me. It's functional as fuck. No. Can I just ask
if Aaron still has his the Redcon 1 Raptor. It's the one that I drove.
They got a Delaney or some other shit. I can't remember what it is.
Listen, I got to tell you, man, trucks are the best vehicles ever for bodybuilders. They're just big and there's roomy and there's a lot of compartments. Yeah,
listen, the way I'm looking at it is like the next 5 years of my life are just going to be like proper bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And then after that, I'll retire.
Get a fucking truck, man. I'm telling you, get a truck.
All right. Truck.
Right? What else, Ben? Tell me what you think you should have.
I just did tell you what I think you should get.
You think you should get a Range Rover? It's too.
I love Range Rovers. It's too British. British. I feel
like Range Rovers are a little bit feminine.
It's too prissy for fucking jeans.
I know I'm sounding a bit bad.
No, get the Range Rover SV. No.
Oops.
What's cookies?
I didn't finish the sentence.
Full size Komodo Dragon.
It's not. It's just too. No, it's not the, James. It's too nice for. It's like too.
It's
prissy.
Not American
too
enough nice, in America. Too nice.
No, it's too prissy for you. Like, this is a black on black.
Okay, James, let me put it this way. If you buy a Raptor, you're going to, when whatever car park you pull into, it's going to be one of 20 of them.
No. And Range Rovers are so fucking exclusive.
In Texas and Florida, there is not that many fucking.
Are you kidding me? Range Rovers are fucking a dime a dozen.
Not compared to a fucking F-150 or a
Raptor.
Ram.
Raptor. You say Raptor.
Or any fucking
no,
truck.
Raptor is different. Okay, let's think of another. Is there a third option?
I like the Denali, the GMC.
Denali's the one that we've got.
Yukon.
This is what I had
it's
last
one of them,
year.
They got that at Redcon.
Get
Redcon
the XL. Get no, the
wait,
XL.
Wait, I got to show you the nice one.
The regular, the camo one on the fucking lifted with all the fat tires.
Look it. Get that like a black on gray. Yeah, let me see. That's what you need right there. Look at that satin black wrap.
How much is that?
This is probably, well, this is 90 grand Canadian, so it's probably like 70 grand US.
Yeah, okay, but look, Fred, that I can live with. Pickup trucks, 90% of the cunts that drive a pickup truck here do not need them.
Oh, I don't even need mine. 68.4. This, honestly, man, well, this is...
Not the Denali. Wait, not the Denali.
Yukon Denali, highest trim, starts at 68.4. So that's with probably no options. It's probably going to go up to like 75 or 80.
Yeah.
But, James, I had this last... This was my last car before the F-250. And the reason this is also good is because it's built on a truck chassis. So it's still like... You're still basically driving a truck, but it has a cap on the back. Okay. It's like it still feels like a truck, like it's big.
I've been in it and it was very comfortable.
Yeah, it's really nice. I actually like
When you do, you have to get the cold seats,
the heated and cooled seats.
the cold seats. The cool seats are
You gotta get it like this, James. You gotta wrap it with this like satin black and then leave all the black accents gloss.
No, what you should get is.
You kind of.
I was thinking again.
Get a wood finish on it.
Yeah,
so it looks like a shed.
Exactly.
We've got the Denali shed.
That's what I was thinking.
All right, I'm gonna go hang out with my wife for a bit because I'm not gonna be here in 2 days. So.
Yeah.
Well, you cunts made me miss bedtime with Phoenix, so fuck you both.
I'm so sorry.
It's not my fault. It's James' fault.
It is my fault.
He's taking him to bed.
That's the one at the minute.
Yeah, that's a lift. Yeah, that's almost exactly like mine, except mine.
Don't get it lifted.
Though. Oh, it's so great when it's lifted.
It's so dangerous when it's lifted.
It's going to be soon. Because if I do it, I'm going to do it soon.
I'm
renting from Enterprise.
Dangerous, says the guy that fucking rides a motorcycle.
Nothing dangerous about motorcycles, mate. Right. Nothing dangerous about motorcycles. James should get a motorcycle.
That's my old ride. That's what
we'll see. In the next couple of weeks, I'll let you know.
Get a motorcycle, James. Get a Harley.
I'm too dangerous for that.
Ben's just saying shit now. He's not even like.
I would like a bike, but I will. Oh. I literally will crash.
I'm a strong advocate for everybody riding motorcycles. They're fun as shit.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I drove a ped once, and that was terrifying. So,
all right, boys. Like 50 cc.
Go spend some time with your good women. I'm going to go and spend some time with my left hand.
And then the Frenchie.
All right, we'll see you guys in a couple of days.
Yeah, good to catch up, guys. See you in a couple of days. I'll let you know tomorrow, Ben. I know I keep sending you, but when I finally do book it,
what are you laughing at?
Because I got to pick him up from the fucking airport, and I'm like, I don't know.
I've not organized anything. I'm terrible.
All right, well, good luck with that, Ben. Okay,
I'm
guys.
I'm a planner. All right.
Bye.
Peace and love.
Thanks for watching. Please subscribe, share with your friends, and like the video. And if you get a chance, check out the description for all the different links to all the different places you can find Hostile and myself. And lastly, check out hostile.com for our new line of supplements and all of our apparel and gear. Thanks again for watching.